Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. For we know, brothers loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. This is the text. This weekend at our Redeemer, we get to see God in action. This is nothing new. God is present and active each and every time that we gather around his word and sacraments, because that is how he deals with us, and that is how he comes to us. However, this weekend has a little different air about it. For the first time in our church's history, we are welcoming some of our youth who have not yet confirmed the faith of their baptism to partake of the body and blood of Christ. And this is something new, but we want our practice to reflect our beliefs. Because in instructing them, in having them in catechetical instruction up to this point, in them demonstrating that they recognize the body and blood of the Lord, and they are willing to examine themselves, that they are prepared for this. So placing an age restriction and saying that, well, you can't do this because you aren't old enough, even though you believe these things about your baptism and about the body and blood of Christ, they are welcomed to the Lord's table. They confess the words of Christ, that they believe what he says when he says, "This is my body, this is my blood." But for all of their instruction that they have received, for the faith that they have confessed themselves, it is of great importance to remember that it is not by the power of their work or their action or their abilities that they today receive and will continue to receive the blessings God has to offer. What they are doing today and what we do each week when we gather here is demonstrating a basic truth about our relationship with God. Your primary purpose in life is having something done to you by God. God created you so that he might have someone to give to bless, to nurture, to save. That's why you are here. That is why he created you. He has chosen you to be the object of his love. He did not create you so that he could have thousands upon thousands worshiping and glorifying him as if he were not fully glorious in and of himself. He does not need, a million sycophants to say, "Oh, you're the greatest God," in order to make him feel good. That is not why he created man. He created you to be the object of his love, so that he could be a father. And as a loving father, he desires to give good gifts to his children. And he has chosen you. Life itself is a gift. Every breath is an undeserved gracious act from God. We talked about this last week. But as I said last week, life doesn't really begin until baptism. We enter into this world, our sinful existence, our old Adam. Being caught up in that is like being in the depths of the sea, separated from God until, there in the crushing blackness of the deep, until God says to you, "Breathe," and he gives to you the breath of life. That's the grace of baptism. Having drowned in the water, you received that breath of life. And throughout your life in the church, these young men and women, for many years now, many in their estimation, some of us might have a little different opinion of that, those who are receiving communion for the first time, they have come forth to the Lord's table numerous times, and they have received the blessing reminding them of the grace received in their baptism. We continue to see God in action in their life from the day of their baptism up until today, and we look forward to many years to come of seeing God active in your life. Last week, as they came forth to receive the baptismal blessing, which I say each time, the Lord bless you and keep you in the grace of your baptismal grace, both now and forever. As I said that, it hit me that this was the last time that I would be saying that to them. And several of them, not just my daughter, but several of them had mentioned that they were thinking the same thing. The faith of their baptism is something that they cherish. The faith of their baptism, received from God, is what has defined their life in Christ's church. And now, today, coming to the Lord's table to receive the body and blood of Christ does not change this. The faith of your baptism is still what will define your life in Christ's church. He has chosen you. He has called you by name. Paul says, because our gospel comes to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit, which you have received in God's word, in his sacraments, from the day of your baptism, you are reminded that your primary purpose in life is having something done to you by God. The reason God created you is because he desired to give to you, to bless you, to nurture you, to save you. He has chosen you. You are the object of his love. I began by saying that we get to see God in action here at our Redeemer throughout this weekend. And at our 10:15 service, we are blessed to witness the baptism of an infant. Kaisley Ella Mae Brookhart, born September 25th, she will receive the new birth from God through the water and the word. Her old Adam will drown and die. And God will breathe into her new life. And later this morning, she will be brought to the Lord's table. And as the others are receiving the body and blood of Christ, I will place my hand on her head. And I will say to her, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace, both now and forever. Because God has chosen her. Not only in the word of the gospel, but also in the power of the Holy Spirit and with full conviction, she receives the gifts of God. Kaisley, upon receiving the new birth of baptism, by the power of the Holy Spirit, through his word, joined to that water, she will have the fullness of faith. The full conviction that Christ has freed her from guilt, freed her from the guilt of all of her sin, and washed her clean, and she will be just as much of a child of God as any of these nine, or any of you. No, she cannot confess her faith in the words of the creed. No, she cannot examine herself or confess her sins with her mouth. Yet she is forgiven. And she will continue to hear and receive the absolution spoken by me. Because Jesus says, when you hear those words, it is as if it is spoken by Christ himself. And she will continue to live as a forgiven child of God. And like you, her primary purpose in life is having something done to her by God. Faith is not an intellectual exercise. Caseley will not be a forgiven child of God because of anything she has done. These nine are not under God's grace because of their work or their abilities or anything that they have done, even going through all the instruction that we did. You are a child of God because God has chosen you. He has chosen you to be the object of his love so that he can nurture you, save you, bless you, give his good gifts to you. And in the years to come, as we continue to gather together, we look forward to welcoming you along with all of us to the Lord's table. We look forward to Caseley returning again and again, coming to the Lord's table. For a while she'll be carried there. Eventually she will walk there herself. And she will be reminded of her baptism as you were for these many years. And I will say to her, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace, both now and forever. And Lord willing, there will come a day when I will say that to her for the last time. And she will join you in partaking in the body and blood of Christ. Because this is how we see God in action. He comes to you in his word joined with water, in his word joined to the bread and the wine, as Christ says, this is my body, this is my blood. And we are continually reminded our primary purpose in life is to receive this from God. Because on our own, we have no strength. We are lost in the crushing blackness of the deep until God says to you, breathe. He has chosen you. You have received the breath of life. You have received the adoption from God into his family. Today you will receive the body and blood of the Son of God himself. And so I say to you one last time, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace, both now and forever. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.